Hey everyone, I'm Alexa Reeves and I will be your witch and host for today's episode of Boxed Wine and Witchcraft. Today I'm sipping a Bodabox Pinot Grigio, and today we are going to cover seven of the more common gemstones, which coincidentally happen to be some of my favorite gemstones to use in everyday magic and everyday mundane tasks. I'm going to give you some highlights of what each stone does, what they're ideal for using, and hopefully inspire you to start growing your own little geological collection, because much like any other aspect of witchcraft, you can't have just one. I'd like to remind everyone that your spirituality and religion is as unique as your fingerprint. What we say here is by no means the definitive rule on any topic, merely a jumping off point for you to begin your own exploration into the amazing and complex world around you. So, with air that inspires us, earth that grounds us, fire that enlightens us, and water that moves us. Let's rock this topic. See what I did there? I'm funny. Okay, guys. Gemstones, literally everywhere. Crystals and gemstones are found all over the planet. They are a natural phenomena of geology. And what makes gemstones and crystals so special, at least in my opinion, is not only their properties in a magical sense, but in their color spectrum. So the human body, as we know, is sensitive to subtle variations in color. And those variations are caused by refracted light that reflects certain colors of the spectrum that our eyes pick up on. If we think of color as just a wavelength, a vibration of light, a specific color of gemstone vibrates at a certain frequency. And it's in those vibrations that that's what makes crystals and gemstones so effective. You're taking the vibration of the color and adding that to the actual atom level vibration of what the internal matrix of that stone looks like. You get a chance to literally orchestrate yourself into the vibrations of a stone and use that energy to accomplish or aid yourself in certain goals. So I'm going to cover the seven of my favorite gemstones out there. I could literally do an entire series on gemstones, which I think would be an awesome idea. But here are some of my favorites and my go-tos for literally everyday magic. Clear quartz. So this is this gemstone that looks like compressed glass. Quartz is a mineral that comes in gobs of different color variations. And each variation can be used for specific ideas, but the clear quartz are great for cleansing. They mirror anything that's going on around you. Because of their inherent cleanliness and clearness, they reflect and radiate what's inside of us that is divine. This stone is awesome because it also amplifies the effects of other stones near it, as well as serving as a great substitute for any stone that you need. So if you're doing any sort of magic, any sort of ritual, and you come to realize, oh, I don't have that specific kind of stone, clear quartz is a great alternative to kind of stand in as your understudy for any gemstone you could need. It's literally my jack of all trades when it comes to crystal using. Rose quartz, which is one of the variations of the quartz family, is excellent for environmental healing as well as inner healing. This is a loving stone. Rose quartz comes in those shades of soft, delicate, cloudy pink colors, as well as kind of some of the darker reds, and the lighter reds can also be considered roses. But rose quartz speaks of calming your aggression. It helps with compassion and patience. It enhances your ability to not only love others, but learn to love yourself in a different way. Rose quartz is definitely a stone I recommend for anyone that is working on self-esteem, self-confidence, self-love spells, because this little stone sings with such internal harmony that it's so easy to translate that harmony of the stone into the harmony of yourself. Amethyst, which is usually purple-hued and has natural color variations within the stone in those shades of purple, is awesome for protective and cleansing. The stone is great for peace and serenity, for kind of taking the general edginess off and promoting a good spiritual balance. Amethyst is an awesome stone for spaces with high stress or spaces where lots of people tend to come together and kind of offload their day. I usually recommend people keep amethyst in their dining room or in their kitchen where people are prone to gathering together and kind of sharing their emotions with each other and communing with each other. It's just a really good stone that kind of keeps the atmosphere and the people around it a little bit calmer. It kind of takes the venom out of a situation a little bit. Carnelian is an orange-hued stone that is an awesome powerhouse for stability and taking your destiny in your own hands. This stone lets you feel free. It lets you feel courageous, confident, energetic. This is a feisty feeling stone, and it's super energetic to give you that little pep talk or that word of encouragement that you need. I usually use carnelian and recommend it for people who need a little bit of a spiritual kind of kick in the pants to get that project started or the motivation to get the ball rolling. Sodalite is one of my favorite stones. It is dark blue with smoky opaque white swirls throughout it. It's an awesome shock absorber of a stone. Sodalite has a great memory bank, and it likes to increase the user's confidence and self-expression and self-communication. It works really closely with your third chakra, your throat chakra. This is a great stone for carrying if you have to make a speech, if you have to give a talk, if you have to have a difficult conversation with somebody. Sodalite is an awesome stone to kind of absorb a good bit of the negative energy around you and kind of soften the blow. So it makes it easier for you to express yourself, makes it easier for you to open your mouth and communicate what you need to say. Tiger's eye stone is usually gold, brown, honey, or tan colored in style, and easily recognizable by the striations of those colors through the stones. If you need like a figurative, fierce tiger to live in your pocket and be brave and take a stand, you need to be carrying tiger's eye. It has a deep association with the solar plexus chakra, the Manipuri chakra. It lets you trust yourself. It lets you kind of pave your own way. This is a stone of perseverance. So if you have a long-term task that you know is going to be difficult, this is the awesome guy for you. Tiger's eye and carnelian are two of my favorite kind of like get up, pull your bootstraps up and get going kind of stones because of how feisty, but also how just energetic they are as stones. Selenite is an awesome translucent smoky colored stone that comes in gobs and gobs of large pieces. Selenite tends to look flaky in appearance because it's part of the gypsum family of stones, but it's a great cleansing and light bringing stone. I think everyone everywhere should have selenite in every room in your house. It is one of my favorite and easiest to work with stones. It is an awesome little stone who I equate to the mineral version of almost wiping off the whiteboard. It dispels negativity. It renders spaces or objects almost null or blank for the next task. I've always thought of this stone as my go-to for cleansing ritual objects because it's like a little mini reset button for intentions. Selenite is great to place on any sort of object that you want to reset the energy boundary. You want to kind of go, okay, enough, we're done here. These seven stones are awesome because they are, one, excellently price ranged, especially when you shop at Goddess, but also they're a good starting point for your collection of any sort of stone or ritual work you might be doing with gemstones. The other reason I like these seven stones as well is because these are the more common ones you see in jewelry. You can easily incorporate gemstones into jewelry, necklaces, bracelets, keychains, and very subtly fold carrying gemstones with you or having them on your desk as decoration. Very subtly, very easily fold these into your life. There are literally thousands of gemstones out there, guys. Crystals out there, not to mention the myriad of uses you could have as a practitioner for your stone. You can use gemstones in spell bottles, crystal grids, talismans, altar tools, desk ornaments, sacred spaces. Gemstones have an almost unlimited use, and they're an excellent starting point for any beginning practitioner out there. The research that you guys get to do into gemstones and crystal work could literally fill a whole bookshelf. But that's one of my favorite things about magic, is because it doesn't really matter how deep or how shallow of a practitioner you are. as long as you're still growing and still learning, and gemstones are a great way to start. Thanks for hanging out with me today, guys. I hope this episode really rocked your socks. See what I did there? And that I've inspired you to start your own magical gemstone collection. So go out there, play in the earth, find gemstones, buy them for yourself, buy them for your friends. And until next time, my little mineral heathens, cheers and stay magical.